Well, today at the 10:30 service is an all-age service, and you're going to have an interactive talk because of that, because they have an interactive talk at the all-age service. I hope you're ready to join in a little bit. Don't worry, it won't be very strenuous. I'm going to make it more strenuous at the 10:30 service, but not here. So let's pray as we begin. Our Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word, the scriptures. We pray that as we read the Bible together this morning, you'd encourage us and strengthen us and equip us to live for Jesus. We pray in his name. Amen. Well, there's no doubt that we need to change as Christians, is there? So we come to Christ and we rejoice that he forgives us where we are, and his grace is such that he'll take any one of us, wherever we are in our lives, whatever we've done, and lavish on us his forgiveness. And we've seen that in Galatians up to this point. And we've seen that it's the cross of Christ, Jesus' love for us in dying for us, that enables God to do that. But then the question comes in Galatians, if that's the case, and if because of that we don't have to live by the Jewish law, how do we know how to live? And Paul talks about faith expressing itself through love. He talks about keeping in step with the Spirit. And then the question, of course, is going to come, well, what does that look like? And in our passage this morning in Galatians 5, which is worth turning to, because it is on page 1172. In Galatians 5, verse 22 and 23, Paul describes ways that God the Holy Spirit's work in a believer's life will show themselves. And the picture is an image of a tree that bears fruit. And you and I, if we're trusting in Christ, we're the tree. And the fruit are characteristics that God the Holy Spirit works in us, in our lives. And if you look at them all, they're particularly about the way we relate to each other and how we treat each other. So let me just read through them. Verse 22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. I'm going to swap again this word forbearance for the word patience, just because it's how it used to be translated. It's the same meaning, and it's got fewer syllables, so it's easier to remember. I'm going to encourage you, first of all, to try and remember this verse as a memory verse. Well, we won't go through it this morning, but do take the time just to think through those and try and learn them yourself, because they're a great thing to pray for. We want God the Holy Spirit to be working these things in our lives. Why don't we ask him to do that? And why don't we do that each day and pray for God the Holy Spirit to be working like this in our lives? But what do they mean? Well, this is where we're going to help each other this morning. What do they mean? And if you look around the building, you'll see in various places fruit stuck up. Can you see some? Well, Martin can probably see a few more than you can. So, Martin, if you'd like to go around, see if you can find us a fruit. Okay. There are 9 of these. We won't have time to find all of them this morning. If you'd like to show everybody the fruit. I think it's a kiwi fruit.
And what's on the back? Kiwi fruit.
Joy. I've made absolutely no connection between the fruit on the card and the word on the back, but there you go. They're just fruit. It gets harder, Martin. Okay. Joy. Okay, joy. Now, for each of these words, we may not have time to go through all of them. We've got a Bible verse which is about the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's an occasion when we can see that particular fruit, as it were, that outworking of the Holy Spirit in his life. So somebody has got Luke chapter 10 and John. Who's got Luke chapter 10? John? Martin's coming with a microphone.
At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you have pleased to do."
Thank you, John. Here's an occasion when Jesus has sent the disciples out to reach people with his good news. They come back, and Jesus, responding to what's happened, is full of joy with the Holy Spirit. And this is something that we can echo in our lives, isn't it? It's something that God can work in us as we respond to what he's doing, and we see it in the world around us. Okay, next fruit. What have you got? I have no idea what they are. Would you like to show them to people, see if they can work out what they are? Are they figs? They might be figs.
Figs? Oh, maybe figs.
Let's say they're figs. And what?
Gentleness.
Gentleness, thank you. Gentleness. Being careful in the way we treat people. It's a way of thinking of others, isn't it? For ourselves. And just thinking what their characteristics are like and just being gentle. So, who's got gentleness? We're going to look at Luke chapter 18.
I'm behind you.
Aha! I told you it'd be interactive. You should all shout out who's behind you.
Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
Thank you very much. That's on the occasion in Luke chapter 7, where Jesus is at the Pharisee's house, and he's anointed by this woman who wipes his feet with her hair. And the way he treats her throughout that encounter, you can see a great gentleness in the Lord Jesus. And that's another great characteristic that God wants to work in us. How are we treating each other when we come across somebody, a friend of ours, who is in need, who asks us to do something, who maybe annoys us a bit? How do we react to them? Do we react in gentleness? Let's pray that we would. Let's find another fruit, Martin. It's good exercise for Martin. Find my responsibility towards him, so I encourage him to exercise. And if you can see any fruit, do show Martin. Oh, it's fallen over and become damp.
It's an orange juice.
Orange.
Patience.
Patience, thank you. This is my forbearance word. Patience. Patience, we're able to wait for things, able in particular to wait for people and wait for them to do things, and able to do that graciously and without being angry and things like that. So, patience, who's got patience? Claire's got patience, thank you.
From Mark 10:38, "You don't know what you're asking," Jesus said. "Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptised with the baptism I am baptised with?"
This is from the occasion when the two sons of Zebedee, James and John, ask to sit at Jesus' left and right hand in glory. And Jesus is remarkably patient with them and with all the disciples. They just don't get it about Jesus, do they? They spent so much time with him and they still don't realise that he's going to go to the cross. He's told them at this stage in Mark's Gospel at least once, maybe twice. And they still think they're going to have a great big party in Jerusalem where he's pronounced king and that sort of thing. Jesus is very patient with them and explains again and again what's going to happen. How can we be more patient? It's one of the tricky ones, isn't it? Especially if someone's winding you up. And this is why we want to pray for God the Holy Spirit to be at work. And it's good to pray in the morning, isn't it? So that in advance of a day when you don't know when you're going to need to be patient, we've prayed and asked for his help. So we're ready when we need to be patient. Let's find some more fruit, Martin. I should have a theme tune for this part, shouldn't I?
An apple. Love.
An apple for love. Great. And love is the first one, isn't it? Love is right there at the top of it. And if you think back to our gospel reading, love is the one that is the root of it all, with the things that Jesus was saying. It's interesting, isn't it, how Paul picks up on Jesus' teaching. He clearly was aware of Jesus' teaching and knew it. And use that in his own. So, who's got love for us? Sue! Yay! Let's get that music going again.
Mark 10, verse 21. Jesus looked at him and loved him. "One thing you lack," he said, "go sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me."
Brilliant, thank you. I'll just make a quick note of the ones we've had, so that we don't do them all twice. And we seek to find. We've had love, joy, patience, and gentleness. Good. So love, right at the heart of all of these fruit of the Spirit. And here, on this occasion, Jesus is meeting a man who eventually is going to go away from him and not receive Jesus, not accept him. But still, Jesus knows his heart and loves him. And it's a great thing for us to remember, isn't it, that there are people who aren't going to like us. They are going to not respond to us in love. And yet still to seek as much as we can. Full stop, to love them. To value them, to understand them and their needs, and to want to care for them. Again, let's pray for this fruit in our lives, And remember, Jesus said, by their love you'll know that they're my disciples, and that's for our love for each other. So when people see how we as a church relate to each other in love like this, they'll think, that's a great thing. I wish I knew their God. And that's an encouragement for us as a church to be people who are acting like this towards each other. Of course, from love flow out all the fruit of the Spirit, so we can show them all as we love each other. Let's have another fruit, Martin.
Oh,
that's easy.
Oh, gosh, no idea.
Yeah, what are they? Haven't shown them?
You have to come back and have a look later. Kindness.
Kindness, yes. Thank you. Kindness. And somebody's got a kindness quote with Jesus. Who's got kindness? Thank you, right back. Excellent.
I
It's Luke 17, verse 14. When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourself to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed.
Thank you. This is Jesus with the 10 lepers. And they call out to him from a distance, "Lord, help us." And Jesus, with his great kindness, cures them instantly, as it were. Of course, if you remember, only one comes back to say thank you, which is a shame. But there's kindness. And what does kindness mean? I suppose kindness is about helping people, isn't it? And going out of our way to help people, seeing a need and wanting to do something about it. It's a practical thing, isn't it, kindness, in our relationships. And it'll mean us using up time that we haven't got, maybe. Energy we haven't got, maybe. Sometimes it'll cost us maybe petrol because we're driving somewhere, or maybe because we bought something for someone out of kindness. How can we be kind to each other and to other people? It's a way of showing God is at work in our lives. Martin, next one, thank you. While we're going through these things, it's worth maybe latching on to a couple of them, one or two let's say, at least, maybe, let's say two, and thinking, which two of these fruit am I most lacking in, as it were? If I look on myself as a tree, what is dangling off my branches so much? And to think about those two things, maybe, and pray particularly for those in our lives. What have you got, Martin?
Some cherries.
Cherries.
Peace.
Like cherries. Peace. Brilliant. Thank you. Peace. Peace is an interesting fruit, isn't it? It's a kind of an attitude of being content with things, and particularly because of God, because of what God's doing in our lives. And we see this in our next verse. Who's got the peace one? This is Mark 4. Thank you.
Mark 4:38. Jesus was in the stone, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?"
Thank you. Ultimate example of Jesus' peace in his life. He was in the boat out in Galilee with a storm going on. The disciples were afraid of their lives. Remember, they're fishermen, so it must be pretty bad for them to be afraid. And yet Jesus just sleeps on a cushion. And yet he just stands up and says, "Be quiet, be still," and it all stops. That's the peace that Jesus has. Why? Because he knows he is God. He knows of God's power and promises. Now, we are not God, but we also know God's power and promises, and we know the Lord Jesus as we trust in him. And so there is a peace that we can have because of him in our lives that only comes through Jesus. Something to pray for, I guess. It's one of those ones that's not so easy to be deliberate about, isn't it? But we can think, in a difficult situation, when we're anxious and worried, we can ask God's help and pray, and we can think about why. What has God done? What has he promised me in my life that means that I don't have to be anxious in this situation? Peace. How many have we got left? We've done love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and gentleness. So we've got three left. We've got time. I just think we've got time for one more. One more. So we're going to have to skip a couple. Sorry. Oh, what have we got? Everybody's favourite fruit.
Some bananas.
Bananas.
Self-control.
Self-control. Thank you. That's a good one to do for our last one. We're going to skip goodness and faithfulness. Goodness, doing the right thing. Faithfulness, keeping our promises, doing what God wants. Self-control, I think, kind of comes at the end, maybe, to give it, sum up everything. That ability to stop ourselves doing the opposite of everything and to think about showing the fruit of the Spirit in each occasion. So who's got self-control? This is from Matthew 26. Thank you, Andrew.
Matthew 26, verse 53. Do you think I cannot call on my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?
Thank you. So Jesus is about to be arrested. He's being arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. Swords are flashing around. There's violence in the air, and Jesus is completely controlled throughout it. He knows, in fact, he could call on these legions of angels to sort everything out, but no, he's going to the cross and he knows it, and he exercises great self-control. Something for us to pray for, that God will be at work in our lives and that people will be able to see that and so realise that God is powerful. So let's pray for the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. Let's learn what the fruit of the Spirit are. Let's maybe each of us pick two of these fruit for ourselves, just to take away today, and see if we can ask God to help us with them in our lives. Let me read them through and then pray. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you that you are at work in us who believe in you. Thank you for the promise of God the Holy Spirit in us and with us. And we pray that he will be at work in our lives, producing fruit for you. And that you help us to seek these things in the way that we treat each other and people outside the church as well. And Lord, we praise you that these things done in order to make us acceptable, because you've done all we need in Jesus and his death on the cross for us. So thank you that he is alive today and reigns as our Lord. And we pray for your help that we might respond to him and live for him and keep in step with the Spirit in these ways. In Jesus' name.